Today's StoryCorps is a love letter to the written word. Alegapa Ramohan has amassed thousands of books. Ramohan immigrated from India to the United States in 1962. He came to StoryCorps in Chicago with his daughter.
When I think of my earliest memories, I think of asking you homework assignments and you looking at my textbooks and falling in love with the textbook and reading it almost from cover to cover and only answering my question hours later. So where does that come from?
When I was young, I'll give you an incident, how I am hooked into this book business. When I'm 9 or 8, when my parents give me 1 rupee, which is like $1. You know what I do with that? I don't buy candy, not anything. I just go to a stall where they sell children books. And I like all of them. So I ask what this 1 rupee can buy. So once I get 8 books, then I come home. You know what I do? Even today I do this. I don't start reading the first page. I smell it.
I know you do. I remember
you, you've
that.
Seen it many times.
I've seen you do that many, many times.
The fresh book, right, printed from the press, untouched, right. I open, I smell it.
Right.
That's my connection with the book. The book became my friend. Better than my friends, you know, human friends, I feel that the author is talking to me in person. Now, if I go and ask him for wisdom, he's a big guy. He may not talk to me. But now he's coming to me.
Right.
And he says, I'm here. I'm talking. Listen to me. The book could be written in any language. It can say anything. It's a transfer of knowledge from one person to the other. It doesn't force you to read. But it is there. That book, in my point of view, is very sacred. You have to read all books.
Keeping an open mind.
Open mind. Next time you'll think, oh, wait a minute. There's another viewpoint there. If you want to give anybody something, the very best, give a book. It opened for me how to live.
Alegapa Ramohan and his daughter Peru Venkat. Plans are underway to build a library in his hometown where his 10,000 books will go when he dies. Their conversation is archived at the Library of Congress.